sooner or later, somebody's going to blab it on WVOX. 1460 WVOX.
Found someone who can comfort me, but there are always exceptions.
Hello again, my name is Steve. Opposite me is Lou. We're on every week at 5:30 Monday. Call in number 914-636-0110. Mayo and Feliciano talk about everything under the sun, but we also like to go local because that's how things begin. And I would say for this conservative, at least, things begin local. That's how our nation was founded. Representative, local, Democratic, Republican representation. That's how it works. That's what we have to do. And we have to practice it, Lou. And that's why I've been a little insistent on Republicans being relevant and enlisting minority people and going down to Lincoln Avenue and Union Avenue in New Rochelle and recruiting African Americans and Spanish speakers, because that's the future of our nation. Whether you like it or not, it's true. And I say, don't fight what's here and real. It is real. And Republicans can be competitive locally, but we have to start speaking the language that we're hearing on the streets. And that means stepping out of our comfort zone. That's my opinion. What's yours? Let's go to our next caller, Lorraine.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine.
How are you? I just wanted to say, before you put George Latimer on that pedestal, perhaps you should wait and see if the Republicans will run someone. I mean,
fair question.
George Latimer's big claim to fame is he's never lost an election. I mean, that he's not going to run if he thinks he could lose.
Of course.
Okay.
Of
all course. Right.
Very
and
cool.
But why would he want to run, though, Lorraine? 70 years old, 35 years in government. He's going to get a nice pension. I'm saying
that has nothing to do with it. I mean, it has nothing to do with it. He loves being on the radio and hearing himself talk and having everyone say how wonderful he is. Yet, he gives free busing, all right, to everybody and their mother. But when it comes to the children taking the Beeline bus, he will not give them free busing. This is outrageous. And if you say something about it, he gets all out of sorts. He cannot take criticism. I would never vote for him at all. Ever.
Lorraine, tell us how you really feel.
Yes.
But I respect your opinion. I will tell you, coming out of our Republican meeting a couple of weeks back,
yes,
you were very plain. You always are. And that's why I think your counsel should be listened to. But I will also tell you, on the other side, in,
yes,
Louis's favor,
yes,
Latimer has, despite our at least apparent differences, Latimer and I, for what it's worth, have a way of getting along. I guess that's his skill more than mine. And yeah, that makes a successful politician. You're right. And let's face it, politicians like to hear themselves talk.
Yes.
And he is nonpareil in that. He is no one better. He's good at it.
No.
Credit to him for what it's worth. And let's face it.
If he felt threatened by you,
yes,
he would have given you a job in the county like he did everybody else.
Yes,
like he did everybody else that he felt threatened by.
Okay, but let me ask you and Lou, our best and brightest, right? Presumably Astorino, though he wouldn't be my first choice as best and brightest. He was a good county executive.
Yes.
Why,
yes,
couldn't he beat Latimer? How come Latimer prevailed?
Because Latimer, one thing you could say about Latimer is,
yes,
he's a good schmoozer. He could schmooze you. He's very good when it comes to that.
People can be bought easily with donuts and cupcakes.
Yeah.
It's enough already.
Yeah,
all right?
Sure.
I've seen him at many meetings. He sits in back of the room, and you go, where is he? Oh, he had to leave.
Yeah.
How many times did Lorraine Pierce arrange for him to come?
Yeah,
and
right.
we get a telephone
Lorraine
call.
Lorraine Pierce. Wow.
Yes,
so,
yes. We get a telephone call. Oh, he can't make it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's enough already. It's,
yes,
enough.
Yeah,
and I think the African-American community should look at the Democrats, because they skipped Ken Jenkins twice. I think if he ran against Astorino the first time, instead of them putting up our mayor, he would have won.
Yeah.
And then instead of putting up Latimer, they skipped him over again.
I like Ken. Good guy, too.
So because I saw him the second time when he was campaigning for George Latimer at the train station, and I went up to him and I said to him, I am a Republican. I'm asking you to come over to our side, and we will campaign for you day and night for you to win.
I'm glad you mentioned that. This was for Jenkins.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Ken's a good guy, Steve.
He is. I met him.
Nice
I like him.
I know him,
again,
too.
But like Latimer, good, easy smile, go along, get along guy. But, hey, you know what? There's something to be said for that. And
yes.
I would say Republicans have to start practicing those skills.
Yes.
Because that gets you elected. Whether you buy the left-wing or Democrat or independent philosophy, we have to learn to play that media game, or is it personality game? We're missing candidates like that. We have to try, and nowhere more than in New Rochelle here. Laurie.
Exactly, because if New Rochelle continues to exist the way it is, and not being able to have the difficult talks with Lincoln Avenue, okay,
of course,
and the people that live there and stay there, and they don't necessarily have to, but they do because of the history. We cannot count on our government to do it for us or bring us together.
Yep.
It's only if we can. Okay, I want to tell you, I never worried when my sons went out to play that they would be shot. I don't worry about my grandsons, but I do not have a husband who I have to worry about will not come home at night because he's been shot. So we have to really get down and talk about it, talk about what's happening in the school district with Title I, and how then when kids go up to either Webster or Board or Davis, they don't get it, even if they're entitled to it.
Yes.
And we should have our local government go and campaign for New Rochelle to make sure Title I money follows the child, not wait for the percentage.
No argument. And why aren't Republicans talking about that locally? Never mind. Lorraine, point made. Your thoughts, your comments resonate. Thank you for the call.
We have to
go into other calls. Let's speak
again.
Okay,
sure. Thank you. Have a good evening.
One quick thing, Lorraine and Steve, is that I look at this election, and I'm looking at the growth in this city right now in downtown. When these buildings are all completed, a lot of these people are coming into these buildings in New York City. I think this is the last election, mayoral election, for a chance for a Republican mayor, because it's already 2-1, maybe 3-1 in some areas. I think this is the last election in history of the city of New Rochelle that's going to be any chance for a Republican. And that's how I see it, especially with the growth of New York City coming here and these buildings and the increased population. A person from New York, a New York liberal, is not going to come to New York and say, who's the conservative I want to vote for him? You're not going to do that.
Well, the Republicans, if they do their job, and the conservatives, and the conservative Democrats, if they do their jobs, will force that conversation. And someone will come here and say, I want the fiscal stability, the good economic management that we're talking about, the good principled management of police departments, Lou. I'm agreeing with you here. Republicans have to be newsworthy. We're not doing it.
And Lorraine made a good point. I wanted to just elaborate. Look at the Lincoln School District. That's been like that for 60 years, whatever it's been, or whatever. They never have their own school district or whatever.
Right.
So there's a lot of things here, to me, the Republicans can run with to jump on this bandwagon or whatever. Through my eyes. I'm a street kid. I'm not a lawyer like you, Steve.
Let's hear from the caller. It's just one point. You're right. The Republicans haven't touched it, Lou. Under the prior chair, disgraceful, Lou, I'll tell it right now, and I'll say it to her or her significant other's face. We didn't discuss schools. We didn't get involved in school races, unofficially or officially. An absolute disgrace, Lou. It's time we do it now, even though it's not our direct responsibility in the mayor's office and the council. Anyway, that's my opinion. What's yours? Let's go to the next caller, Mitch.
Hello.
Hello, Mitch.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, fella?
Very good, very good. First of all, Lou, I think you're being a little hard with people who do crack cocaine. I mean, back in the day, some of our best friends did crack cocaine. So, let's not forget them.
Yeah, but those friends of yours and my friends and myself didn't walk around with a .38 or a 9mm either.
Yeah.
No.
Mitchell.
Free pass.
We never walked around with guns, Lou, but You always walked around with a joint and a pipe.
Okay, joint. Draw the limit there. Point made, Mitch. What else? What else is cooking?
I happen to agree with you about this Hunter Biden. He's nothing but a low-life, blind-ball crook. But he's petty antics. You know, you guys are talking about $50,000, $1 million that he used his name to get. Yeah.
$83,000 a month, Mitch. That was his salary from Burisma.
But see, Trump changed compared to what Jared Kushner sold 666 for.
Jared was a pro. Mitch, we're coming up to a break. Can you hold on? I want you to finish your point, and we'll get back to Mitch, and I understand Chris, and other callers here at the Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano Show, right here on WVOX, Monday at 5:30. Keep your dial where it is.
WVOX. This is WVOX at 1460 for Premium Point, Scarsdale, and Purchase.
1460 WVOX.
Hello again. Steve and Lou here. That's Feliciano and Mayo. That's Lou Feliciano and Steve Mayo, Monday at 5:30 here at WVOX. Glad to be here. We're listening to Mitch, who's making a very telling point about Jared Kushner, I think.
Yeah, now, the other thing is, you know, if you guys want to believe that, Biden is a crook, okay, go after him, impeach him, whatever you got to do. But we got to come to an agreement that Donald Trump is the biggest corrupt, most corrupt president ever. And, you know, people like John Gotti and the Cosa Nostra, they are jealous of the criminal enterprise. This guy is able, you know, talk about Teflon, Don.
Well, okay, Teflon. But listen, John Gotti is dying of jealousy. Let's face it, it's too late for him. So
I think he died of jealousy.
Yes, I think he did, and a lot more than that. But I got to tell you, Donald asks for it, I grant you, but I think you have to see this investigation. Thank you, House of Representatives, in Republican hands, at least for now. Let's hear this investigation play out. Lou, don't you think?
Please,
we got to give him a chance.
Let me just respond.
To me, how I see this, Mitchell, is he's got baggage. I agree with you. He's got a lot of baggage. But out of any side of the aisle, Democrats or Republicans that are running for any kind of presidency in this country here, nobody has a better foreign policy than Donald Trump. The Abraham Accords was one of the best, greatest signings in this country's history.
Four treaties
between the Jewish state and Arab Muslim states for the price of one, virtually.
Exactly.
And nobody talks about it, Mitch. That's not fair.
Go ahead. You know I love you.
I know you love me.
But I got to tell you, we're in the Ukraine war is because of Donald J. Trump.
I don't believe that.
North Korea has the bomb now is because of Donald J. Trump.
That's
a special. Donald J. Trump.
Mitch, go ahead.
Oh, listen.
You don't think the Abraham Accords was a great signing?
I thought it was fantastic.
You don't think that was one of the best legislators done by any presidency?
I think it was a great
record. There's parts of the accord I like and there's parts I don't like.
Fair point. All right. Mitch, we have to move on to other calls. Thank you, Mitchell. And I'm sure Chris is going to have something to think about, as he always does. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you,
Mitchell. Please call more often. We need to cover a lot of subjects. Chris, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing? There's not much. Lou, I would
not
say Trump is. Yeah, he's got luggage, not baggage, Trump.
No, he's got cargo liners. Yes, absolutely.
I heard Alan Dershowitz on Fox the other night.
Yes.
And he was given pretty serious consideration to the charges against Trump.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard the interview.
Of course he should. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What is. Chris, I've never objected to your point of view. It's only that it be presented, you know, on a level platter. What's presented against him should be presented against a Democrat family, political family, Cosa Nostra-like or, angel-like. My only point is let's try to have one standard of justice And I think then at least we're beginning fair. But point made.
To make this country great, there shouldn't be a Biden election, shouldn't be a Trump election. Let's bring new people in there. Let's bring new group of people in from the Democratic Party. It's the same rethreads all the time.
Right.
Just rethreading the tie. And that's
I
all you're doing.
Into that.
Right. You know, I heard, did you hear Netanyahu's interview on Mark Levin's show?
No, I didn't.
I didn't hear that, no.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he was, he's pretty much, you know, making the case for Trump. But he was talking, first of all, I don't think he should be going on, you know.
15 years now. A little long. Yeah,
well, anyway, he was trying to make the point that because he was elected, he was trying to make a comparison between our democracy and his democracy and what he was doing. And what he was saying that because he's an elected official, that he has superiority over the judicial system.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Which was like a false comparison.
Of course.
You know, we have three separate but equal branches of government.
Yep.
Not like Israel. Israel has a parliament, okay?
Yep.
And they have, you know, a different...
Chris, on this point, you're I'm 100% agreement with you. We have different constitutions. Ours written, theirs, it's said, it's oral, it's unwritten, whatever it is. It's a different system. You can't compare them, to be fair.
Nobody's above the law.
Nobody's above the law. Chris, point made. Thank you. Please call earlier in the show next time. I like to hear what you're saying. Thank you very much.
Okay,
thanks, Chris.
We got one more call. I just want to make one point, to be fair. Look, sometimes we cross the aisle, and sometimes we have to hold our nose and support people we don't want to. They've let us get back. And sometimes we have to make choices. I will have to tell you, Lou, to be fair, in the primary election, I felt I could not be silent. Winston Churchill, in the darkest days of World War II, was asked, why are you getting up, getting so close to Joseph Stalin? He's a dictator. He's a brute. Churchill said, I agree with you completely, but I believe that if I'm ever at the gates of hell and I have to make an alliance against the devil, I will make an alliance with the likes of Stalin to fight the worser evil, the devil. And in that case, of course, the example was Hitler. And in the primary election just concluded with the Democrats, there was a choice to be made. Thank God for our city, Lou, the city you dread, which may not have Republicans again after this or a next election. It would have been a sure thing, what you're warning about, had it been the other one who won. And I say it's not the worst thing in the world to have a Democrat mayor, much as I prefer the Republican Lou Trangucci. Your dear would not be a tragedy. And let's face it, there's a good chance it could be. Let's get to our last caller. Finally, Bruce.
Okay, here's what's important on today's hearing, which was the beginning
hit
of
us,
your
please.
Program.
Yes.
The Devin Archer. The Foreign Agent Act, Reporting Act, was violated constantly by Hunter. That's the one where you have to register with the government before you deal with foreign businesses and foreign governments.
Yep.
The loop was completed when Joe Biden answered the call from Hunter and was talking to business. The second thing is, a lot of people in Washington know that Hunter was violating the FARA. All those people did not blow the whistle. They were silent, and that includes the former president.
Had to speak up. Bruce, thanks for making that point, closing this circle. Great show, Lou. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear audience.
Call us.
Keep calling. Next week, 5:30, the Steve Mayo, Lou Felicione Show, led by Lou. And we'll have our fun then and take your calls. Have a great, safe week. Thank you for calling.
So weak and fragile. That's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess. And they sat her on a throne. But she turned.